In the lexicon of labor, offshoring or overseas outsourcing is one of the more controversial business practices. Companies say it saves them money, unions say it costs them jobs. An economist at the UW-Madison says that's not always the case.
Companies, just because they outsource, doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to eliminate jobs.
Business professor James Rapold says companies may be hiring workers in India or China to free up employees at home for other tasks. As for companies saving money by shipping work overseas, Rapold says it's an increasing trend, but not all products are suitable for outsourcing, and many companies don't analyze whether it will really help the bottom line. Rapold says companies may later find out projected savings are eaten up by shipping delays, customer service problems, and other glitches.
And our findings have been that this uncertainty adds a significant amount of cost, in some cases outstrip projected savings based on lowest unit purchase cost.
One group which opposes companies hiring cheap overseas labor is hoping the pocketbook issue will get disgruntled workers to vote President Bush out of office. Andy Gusser is with the group called Stop Outsourcing Wisconsin. The group, made up of mostly union members, is holding 8 town hall meetings on the issue around the state.
When George Bush's government advisors say outsourcing is good for the country, or that outsourcing is simply another way of doing business, we see problems with that.
Democratic nominee John Kerry supports what the group calls fair trade, agreements that require other countries to have environmental standards like the U.S. and pay workers better. But in the past, Senator Kerry voted for free trade agreements like NAFTA. Cussert says the goal of Stop Outsourcing Wisconsin is to convince politicians and company leaders that CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, is a bad deal for Wisconsin workers. Politicians at all levels are feeling the heat of the fiery debate on outsourcing. Governor Doyle's administration recently renegotiated a contract which will bring overseas jobs back home. The previous administration had signed a deal with Citicorp to help those needing electronic food stamps. A subsidiary of Citicorp operated a call center in India, but will stop by fall. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.